the steel mills rust, water froze in the generation. Clear as winter ice, this is your paradise. There ain't no need for ya. There ain't no need for ya. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Wanna join in a chorus of the Amerasian blues when it's Christmas out in Ho Chi Minh City? Kitty say Papa, 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 Papa Sam, take me home. See me got photo, photo, photograph of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam, of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam. Let me tell you about your blood bamboo kid.
It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice.
Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Oh, Papa Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sam, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama Sam says, wanna play mind crazed banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International, hey, junkie dumb USA, where procaine proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, straight to hell. Can you cough it up loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. There ain't no asylum. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
That was The Clash with Straight to Hell, and unfortunately that's where we're heading today. This is the episode for 1982 on 1.21 gigawatts. As recurring listener might know, is I'm not a huge fan of the 80s, but I figured it's about time I do my duty and do 1982, the year I was born. And let's just rip the Band-Aid off straight away, and let's see what the charts were like in 82. Here's Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, and that ends our top chart segment. Of course, Michael Jackson is, you know, fairly famous, so I don't think I have to go into too much detail about that. Although the one fact I will mention is that Thriller, the album he this song came from, sold 66 million copies, still an unbeaten record, presumably because people don't buy records anymore. Before that, A Town Called Malice, The Jam. Written about Paul Weller's hometown Woking in the outskirts of London. Another little fact about that song that I found on Wikipedia, so unconfirmed, is that the Woking Football Club play this song before their home games, and that seems like a weird song to play. It's not necessarily the most positive, you know, hometown theme song. Anyway, first one was Rio, Duran Duran. I'm going to include a link to the video for that one. That's also the one of the more 80s videos I've ever seen, with yachts and beaches and Brazil, I guess. First one, as mentioned, was Straight to Hell by The Clash. And one other mention about that, and another detail worth mentioning, is that the song Paper Planes by MIA sampled that heavily. So if you recognize the riff, that's where that's from. We're going to bring this, bring the mood down a little bit with Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen.
They declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. They want to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world. Thank you.
is up to that good. You still don't smile, but I never thought you would. You don't waste time on praise, do you, sir? But you should be proud to be sure.
Steve!
How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore by Prince, also made famous by Alicia Keys in a cover a while back. Before that, we had Dexys Midnight Runners, All in All, this one last wild waltz from the album To Rye A, probably more famous for Common Eileen. Before that, Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska, from the album Nebraska. A very cheery, upbeat, happy-go-lucky album. I highly recommend to everyone. That song was inspired by Terrence Malick's movie Badlands, that I also highly recommend, which in turn was inspired by a murderous spree in the 50s in Nebraska. So on that happy note, we're going to go into a slightly more silly segment. This next song, I don't even quite know what to make out of. Bill Wyman of Rolling Stones fame goes a little bit crazy. Here we are. We'll be right back.
strike. There's no planes flying. I could rent a motorbike. And please stop trying. We could go on the hovercraft. Across the water. They'll think I'm your dad. And you're my daughter. She's a squeezing rock star. She'll have her own residence. She'll have a tailor. I'll ask after France. Voulez-vous? Partir with me. And come and rest a la. With me in France. She's a squeezing rock star. She'll have her own residence. She'll have a tailor. I'll ask after France. Voulez-vous? Partir with me.
Said I upset her.
Mr. Soul by Neil Young from his 1982 album Trans. This is originally a Buffalo Springfield song from 67. In 82, he went kind of crazy with the vocoders and everything. And this album and Everybody's Rockin' from next year was actually the grounds for a lawsuit by Geffen, the record label, saying that he... And Neil Young had produced deliberately uncommercial and unrepresentative work. Well, you know, I guess maybe so. While we're on the topic of weird 80s computery things, one important piece of news for my own enjoyment is that the Commodore 64 was released in 82. And also the first compact discs were actually produced in Germany much earlier than I thought, but I guess it took a while for them to take off. And in that vein as well, the Time Magazine Man of the Year was given to the computer instead of a human. So there we have it. And a piece of trivia related to this show, or important to the listeners maybe of this show, is that the DeLorean Motor Company went into receivership, which I believe is Chapter 11 in the US, maybe, something like that. Almost bankrupt, basically. Sad news. Anyway, let's play some more music. We'll be right back.
your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your vices? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Idol, White Wedding. Before that we had The Cure with Hanging Garden, and that little instrumental intro was Roxy Music with a song called India. And as usual, we're running out of time, so I'm going to throw in one more song here. This is Don Henley, formerly of the Eagles, with I Can't Stand Still.
I know you love.
I Can't Stand Still, Don Henley. Before we end, I almost forgot the most important segment of this show, depressing things that happened in 1982. We have the Falklands War, we have the war in Lebanon, and we have Extraterrestrial, the movie, was released. Sadness. That's pretty much all we have time for. Yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope you dislike the 80s as much as I do after this show. It didn't get better, and this is the hill I'm going to die on. But we'll be back with hopefully 1975 next time, maybe. We'll see what happens. Yeah, thanks and good night. And oh yeah, if you have time and money, go to bff.fm/donate and help the studio pay our increasing and very high San Francisco rents. Thanks.
This is Magda Margot. Thank you so much for tuning in.